And then welcome to True Wealth, your tangible assets advisor. I am Kevin Walter, your host. True Wealth is brought to you by Coins Plus in Spokane, Washington. Coins Plus is your full service rare coin and precious metals broker, dealer, depository service. It seems to be getting more common that I'm here or not here. Yesterday I had a sad day. I had to put down one of my golden retrievers. I had three. I had to put down one named Lincoln. Believe it or not, he was only 6 years old, and he was never quite right. My daughter had a period of time in her life where she kind of dated a guy she shouldn't have and got married, and anyway. He liked our golden, so he had to have his own, and he got this golden retriever. The retriever was absolutely adorable. I mean, the prettiest retriever I've ever had, show quality. But it was not OFA or AKC approved. We always buy OFA or AK and AKC approved. AKC authenticates the breed. OFA authenticates different parts of the body of the golden, that they have certain tendencies to fail. Like, I'm going to look this up here real quick. They have a tendency to have eye problems, or, of course, everyone knows about dogs and hip dysplasia, right? And so OFA will authenticate seven categories. Excellent, fair, good, borderline, blah, blah, blah. We buy dogs that are OFA approved. The last two dogs we bought that were OFA approved, we got, I mean, a steal beyond steal beyond steal. They're so expensive because they have to assure these certain areas of this animal won't fail, correct? Well, we got really lucky. We got a lady who was unbelievable, who had a really bad experience, and she decided she was going to start to help people out. And so she started selling dogs and getting them OFA approved. We met her 7-8 years ago, right as she started. She was amazing. And then, of course, guess what? The word got out. She's backed up for years and years and years. And no longer can you really get a dog from her unless you want to wait for years to get one. She only charged $500 for OFA-approved golden retrievers. I mean, OFA and AKC, obviously. You know, these are dogs that should go, you know, $4,000, things like that. So that's our last two dogs, and I mean left, and I, you know, we moved recently from the water, so Lincoln got to grow up on the lake. You got to admit that's that's what they call a dog's life, right? So anyway, so my wife and I had a pretty emotional day yesterday, and sorry to share that with you. It's just kind of where my heart is. And I just really like my dogs. I've got a thing, and it's just who I am. So that's where I've been, and so better get moving here before I get a little too sad. What I really want to do more than anything is, I really, really want to do what I've talked about and promised to do forever and ever and ever and ever. In fact, real quick, I'm going to look through a folder that goes all the way back to the mid-2000s here. I used to handwrite these transcripts that were, you would not believe what I used to, oh, how much work I used to go to on these. So basically what I want to do is I want to do the fundamentals of precious metals investing. Okay. My goodness, do I've got a lot of stuff here. Wow. This is just crazy how much stuff I have. I've got some basics. wow. Like I said, hello again. Wow. So anyway, I'll just grab a few things out of here, and then we'll go through. I got stuff from 07, really in-depth stuff. It's just interesting stuff. So I'll just grab a few things. Okay, so you get the point. Pretty neat. And so I am going to go through some of this stuff, and we are going to try to build a 4 or 5 part series, and you guys are going to be part of it. And we're going to try to build a 4 or 5 part series. So when I'm gone, Tom has something to go off of that he can kind of rely on, and instead of wondering which show to run. And I didn't quite expect to have this stuff. So what I'm going to do is try to get an orderly fashion of items for you to hear about. I've got the basic one. I'm trying to find something a little more interesting. You know, the thing that kills me, folks, the most is this debt stuff. I mean, I have got articles going way back, you know, and all about the debt and all about all these problems that we've had. And, you know, how do we do it? How do we do it? You know, we've got so much debt and so we're on such a crazy train in this country. I just don't even know how we do it. I've got one here that I really enjoyed back. I mean, this is from 2007. That's, I think you may not be aware of this, but that's a while ago. David Walker, okay, was the, let's see, what was he? Well, anyway, so he was saying we're, you know, facing serious dose of reality in this country and this world, and it doesn't really matter whether you agree or not or are willing to accept it or not. The fact of the matter is that 2019 and on is looking to be very significant years in the financial history of the world for a number of reasons. The precious metals, meaning gold and silver, are continuing to kind of show a firm basis of strength, number one, okay? And so they've got that. And number two, folks, the thing you got to get is that they're there. And what do I mean by that? What I mean by that, so many people have lost so much money on different things, different investments, that you don't ever hear about it. Do you realize that people don't tell you when they lose money? They've done a study that showed that when people lose money, okay, the worse they lose, the less they tell, okay? So it's very much like a person who's been conned. I learned this when I was in banking. When people get conned, they're so ashamed, they will not tell you. They will not tell you they've been conned. In fact, in many cases, they won't even tell the police, because they're so ashamed of themselves. And the police, you know, whether it depends on who you contact, whether they're going to help you or not, et cetera, et cetera. But if you don't report it, which, like I said, anymore, you know, there are certain staff, if you want to call it that, or certain members of the police force or whatever they are, that will get involved and will help you out and others that won't. And, you know, you got to know who to talk to. We've had, you know, internal theft issues in the past and, you know, frankly been routed to the wrong individuals that it's just over their head. They don't understand white collar crime. When we've had, you know, one particular situation, the guy who was doing the theft was smart. Not only was he smart, he'd worked here a long, long time. And he knew how the game worked, and he knew how to be very careful, and he was very methodical. And I don't know how he lived with himself, but he did. And so be it. Okay, that's what it was. But it's the same with people who get conned. It's the same with people who lose money investments. People who lose money in an investment, they are not going to tell you. And the fact of the matter is that they do. They do lose money. They lose it fast. They lose it hard. And they're not going to tell you. So what we want to do is I've started out on a lot of this information, and then I get sidetracked. I would like to try to kind of buzz through and give you just a general overview of metals, investing, why we do it, what's the meaning, is it just another form of investment, is it just another form of stock, you know, why is it that when you go to a broker or an investment advisor, they will never ever tell you to buy any kind of precious metals based assets? Well, first of all, gold and silver, the reason is because they lose complete and total control, okay? If I sell you a block of gold or silver, whatever you want to call it, it's over. We're done. You own it. I'm out of the picture. I don't make money off you again unless you choose to come back in. But when you deal with a broker, what does he do? He manages your portfolio, right? He manages, your money goes into his book. They call it a book. And what happens is they get residual income based on your money sitting in their account. So when you have money with a broker who will be your very best friend ever in the whole wide world until you decide to get out, and then you will see another side. You'll see the Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde that I've seen so many times. You will not even believe it, okay? So the bottom line is, truth is truth, and God is God, and he made precious metals-based assets for the specific purpose of investing. That is why he did it. It's because he made a form of money that will last forever. And he goes and he tells us, you know, where at the very beginning, Genesis 2, where to get gold in the land of Havilah, and the gold is good. And then he talks multiple times about blessing people with gold. And, you know, we've got the pharaohs and, you know, gold goes on throughout throughout the Bible. I mean, it even gets to the point where, you know, in Exodus, you know, this, you know, you shall make no other gods besides me, gods of silver or gods of gold. You shall not make for yourselves. Why would they make gods of gold and silver? I mean, what was it about gold and silver? You know, and the reason is that back in the 90s, there was a study done where, long story short, they proved, a guy, I think, psychologically proved that there's an innate desire for precious metals in built into us. And what they did was they took children, 10 pairs. A guy had a theory on wars being caused by gold and, you know, and whatnot. And then what they did was they took 10 pairs of children, put them in a room, introduced one child to a pure gold coin, let the child have complete and total possession of the coin. There was other things in the room. They were like between the ages of 3 and 5, there was toys and maybe cookies or whatever. And they let that child gain control of that piece of gold. Then they would introduce another child to the room, and they would let that child, then they would remove the gold and let the other child experience the gold. And like 80% of the time, some form of conflict would break out over that gold. They would forget all about the other stuff in the room, and they would go straight for the gold. Now, the psychology professor determined in his thesis that there is an innate desire for gold built into us by the Lord God, our Creator. So it's always going to be around. It's going to go up. It's going to go down. You're going to have inflation. You're going to have your good times and bad. You know, it is what it is. But the big spoiler, the big fooler, is the fact that we get caught up in the Dow, the good old Dow Jones Industrial Average, and we think that that's the market. And I mean, does that make sense? We've had a market, an investment market that's lasted many, many moons. People invest and they just, you know, it's a form of savings, and they put their money in there and they wait and they watch and they watch and they wait, and it doesn't really go anywhere, and it kind of bums them out, and you know, and then sometimes we get a big correction, and those corrections, they hurt people good. Or bad, depending on your perspective. And but the thing is, with precious metals-based assets, you know, you're building assets. And that's the thing, is it's hard to explain, because we have this mindset of growth, 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 growth. Where does that come from? Why do we want growth, growth, growth? Well, number one, obviously, it's fun. It's fun. We like it. We want it. We, you know, of course. But where did this desire for inflationary growth of an investment come from? It came from the fact that we have inflation in our economy, built into our economy by its very nature. And John Maynard Keynes, the King of Kings, who created the system that we live by, Keynesian economics, was very, very clear about that. He hated capitalism. There's so many of these people out there that hate capitalism. I don't understand it. Okay. I just don't understand it. I personally think that owning gold and silver, and I like gold and silver based items, coins and things like that. I think they're a good thing to have. That's putting it lightly. It's a good solid form of assets. If you want to be safe and sound and smart and wise and godly, then I recommend to you that if you have a 401k or IRA, a lot of people do. Some of them are big, some of them are small. But I recommend to you that you move your money into at least a portion of it into precious metals-based assets. Now, that's very, very easy to do. We do it all the time. We use Kingdom Trust now. And what happens is you transfer your money in, and we help you do that. We'll get you set up. A lot of people, based on intelligence and experience, a lot of times will just guide you. Mike has always been in charge of 401ks and IRAs. He's told me the other day that he's just become a lot more. He tends a lot more to just guide people that direction. He just, you know, he pushes them that way because they can figure it out. They can figure it out on their own pretty much. It's not real complicated. They've intentionally made it that way. And so we'll push you that way or guide you that way and let you open it up. Then what happens is then it's up to you. You move your money in to a trust account, which is basically just an open-ended money market account. That's it. And the money sits. And then you choose what to do with that money when you're ready. The advantage of Kingdom Trust is that you can buy a 401k or IRA, which, by the way, please understand, IRA just means Independent Retirement Account. It is simply a form of investment. It is an umbrella that gives you a tax-deferred status. And I'm not a big fan of them. I don't use them myself. Why? Very simple. Okay. You will pay the tax on it. Okay. Now, the concept is you're going to invest more up front because you didn't have to pay tax on it. So, therefore, you're going to have more money that's going to grow for you. But the truth is, down the road, you're going to pay more taxes. It all washes out. But what's worse is if you dare try to get at that money before you're, you know, a certain age, about 60 years old, 59 and a half, you pay this 10% penalty. What's her name? Pelosi said some ridiculous number of people who've paid 87% of people have paid 87%. I don't remember. So 87% of people with 401ks or IRAs have paid part or all of their holding. They've paid taxes on part or all of their holdings. Well, what does that tell you? That tells you people don't sit on their 401ks and IRAs very often. The exception is people that are very wealthy. Do you know take a guess when our government made the most money on penalization? It was when the economy collapsed. Everybody needed their money out. So what happens? The economy goes down. Everybody needs their money. So what happens? They all pay these horrendous penalties. The penalties are big. Our government consumes money like you cannot even fathom. Okay? So that was 2009. That was a tough time. I think you'd all agree. Tough for all of us, and it's when metals got a little bit of life in them, and X, Y, Z happen, and things happen. Demand for gold jewelry in India and China is always, has always driven gold. I mean, it's actually, I should say, globally. One thing I will tell you, people now are buying junk. How about that for a pretty word? People are buying garbage. They're buying trash. They're not buying real jewelry. We live in the Walmart generation, I call it, where people aren't buying real anything. They're not buying anything of value. In fact, in all honesty, if you have an old silverware set and it's real silver, make sure it says sterling on it, not silver plate or quadruple plate or Rogers Brothers, silver, smithing, or anything like that. But the fact of the matter is that you might as well sell it because it's out. It's out. It's done. It's not coming back. It's not popular. We live in the Walmart generation. People don't want quality. Can you imagine? I mean, if you're a millennial, a 30-year-old, and you have your friends over and you break out your silverware, you're going to be looked at kind of funny. And that's kind of what's been going on. So we do encourage you to, and if you've got stuff like that and you don't want to sell it because it's got silver in it, then trade it. Bring it in. Let's trade. Get you into something that makes sense, that you understand what you got and you understand why you got it. And it's liquid when you want it to be, how you want it to be, etc. That's something that we're pretty darn good at. So let us begin. I have got a pile of love here. Ho, ho, ho. Interesting. That might end up in the garbage. Wow. That's from our newer. Well, that's really interesting because we're having problems with our printer now. And apparently we had the same problems back then. This article talks about, and I'm not going to get into it today, but it talks about in depth how our social media tracks us, keeps so much information on us. What do you call it? The NSA. Folks, so, you know, we've got, we just sold a substantial gold coin, one gold coin that was worth 2.98 million yen, okay, which is like $30,000 to a guy in Japan. What a hassle. Why? Oh, because he was doing everything in his power to try not to be traced. He was trying to bank wire, well, PayPal, everything else. He was trying to transfer money overseas to us without being detected. Oh, that got old. Oh, that got old. I finally figured out what was going on. Mike wasn't catching what the guy was doing, and I finally figured it out. And the bottom line was with the guy was like, look, you are so tracked. Folks, I want you to understand something. Everything you do, everywhere you go, everything, I will be honest with you, I'm shocked. Well, you know, when someone commits a murder and it takes us a while to find them, you know, that doesn't mean that they're really hiding. I think in a lot of cases, we have full images of them committing the crime, images of them, you know, running, hiding, everything else. It just takes a little bit of time for us to just nab them. But the fact of the matter is, we are living in an era now where you are watched. There's a bill that was kind of a secrecy bill. A friend of mine in the a deep state, we'll call it the CIA, basically, that said there are laws where, you know, when someone becomes labeled a criminal, they basically give up all their rights. And we have every right to follow, trace, track them as much as we'd like until we locate them. And we violate every possible civil right imaginable. So the way we look at it is the minute that we label somebody a criminal, they lose all their rights, okay? So to you and I, the problem is a bunch of us say, well, sure, once they're a criminal. The problem is what happens if they label you a criminal? And don't you dare say, oh, but they never would label me a criminal because I'm such a good guy. Well, what happens when Christianity becomes illegal, okay? Our founding fathers were in the position that you're talking about, okay? They were good, clean, God-loving, God-fearing, God-serving individuals. And they lived in Great Britain. And they lived under the oppressive government of a ruthless king, okay? Now, this is what certain people want our government to become. Unfortunately, the left loves it. The right, I would say, is a little smarter, but not quite smart enough. So I think basically we could do that all day. Let's just run down. Let's you know, we're sitting right now at about 4:30. Let's just run down. We'll make this part one of the fundamentals of precious metals based investing. I'm gonna try to just buzz through some stuff. I'm gonna educate you. And I'm going to talk to you about what you want, why you want it, how you want it, all this stuff. I may tangentialize a little bit. But please understand that it's important to me to get this across to you. I really want people to understand. So I've done this over and over, and I'm going to do it real fast. Please understand, first and foremost, the world changed on 9/11, agreed or not, okay? The post-9/11, pre-9/11 world is absolutely not the same. Even right after 9/11, I flew all the way to Mexico and back twice with no identification. Once was an accident. Well, both times were accidents. I won't tell you how or why or whatever, but it just, it is what it is. That was post 9/11. Now there's, you can't go anywhere without identification. Nowhere, no how, no possibility of anything ever, anyhow, anywhere. You got it, right? You're not going anywhere. You absolutely, they own, the state owns you. You might think, you know, and then the media, for goodness sakes, the media. I mean, we've got a media that is ruthless, reckless. Their number one goal is to destroy the president of the United States. Has that ever happened before? Maybe to a degree, but ever quite like this? I'd say probably not. They hate Trump like hate. I mean, hate. So they don't like, they just do not like Trump. Correct? So let's just accept that fact and move forward. So let's do this, okay? So financial markets and currencies, you know, the truth is the spending power of your dollar is melting down globally, imminently impacting U.S. markets at all times, okay? You are constantly losing spending power of your dollar all the time. Hyperinflation is underway at all times. You cannot stop it. It's part of who we are. You know, there's people that say, oh, you know, buy these silver funds. Do you know, get this, I want you to understand something, folks. Capital gains is, you know what, 20% or whatever. Trump changed it. I could look that up. I won't. If you own an ETF, exchange-traded fund, your tax rate is 28%. They no longer even have to have the metals. The COMEX was designed as a way to create fiat currency and allow the government to control precious metals prices, because otherwise everybody would have jumped right back into the metals and thought everything was fine. And in a way they did. They deposited their money, why, and their gold and silver, why? Because it said right on the note, there was gold clauses. This is redeemable in gold. So why worry? You can go get it back, right? They didn't tell you that. It was a lie. They stimulated the economy side by side with the new Federal Reserve notes, with a false gold clause next to real gold and silver currency, to build a real high comfort level so that you would turn your gold and silver into the banks, which then in turn went to the Federal Reserve, which was replaced by more paper money. And eventually you have lost literally 99.5% of the spending power of your dollar. That, by the way, folks, is a rounded number. It's so bad, you don't even know. It's so bad. I mean, it's just unbelievable. Do you know that in the 1980s, $10,000 a year was a heck of a good income, equivalent to about $50,000 to $60,000 a year now? I mean, the level of hyperinflation that's taken place is astounding. It's unbelievable. It's not fathomable. So just know. But, okay, we go back to the 80s. What was gold? Three. And now, with gold being, you know, not impressive really at all. I mean, it's just kind of hung in there solid as a rock. It's 1,300. Okay, so you've got a 450% increase in your money. That's okay with me for two reasons. Number one, it gives me growth and stability. Number two, there are surges. We've seen some tremendous rallies that are impressive. The same especially applies to silver. For goodness sakes, we've seen $50 silver in the last, you know, whatever, 5-6 years. Today, silver's 16 and a quarter, roughly. Gold's 13, 20. You know, It's solid. I mean, it definitely is solid. It's there. It's strong. It's worth having. Coins in general, folks, is the way you own it. People forever don't understand bullion. Bullion just means whatever you buy, you pay the gold price. Now, if you want to go to the extreme, sort of irrational, if you bought, like I said, we just sold a coin worth $30,000, a gold coin, to a guy in Japan. Hypothetically, that coin was worth the gold in it, you know, at $1,300 an ounce or whatever. So, you know, we got way more. But I saved for my daughter's college gold Chinese pandas. I have stood in front of people and said, and to sell them gold and said, oh, here's, you know, X amount of gold, 10 ounces. And people are like, no, that's Chinese gold. And I'm like, wait a minute, it's a Chinese panda. It's a 1 ounce pure gold. No, it's Chinese gold. Folks, there's no such thing as Chinese gold. It's like water. There's no Chinese water. There's no Russian water. There's water. Water's water. Gold's gold. It is important that, you know, in my opinion, the American Gold Eagle is a pretty popular coin. It's nice to have. The real steal of the century is the old U.S. $20 gold pieces. They're ridiculous. They're so cheap, it's not even funny. You buy old antique $20 gold pieces. A $20 gold piece is our old, the old basis of our precious metal system. It's called a double eagle because an eagle, a.k.a. a $10 gold piece, was the foundational basis of our monetary system, and everything was broken down from there. So a double eagle was essentially, you know, for all practical purposes, a 1 ounce gold coin. And then the cost of them now is basically the cost of a 1 ounce gold coin. Absolutely makes no sense. They're way too cheap. They're antiques. They're not going to make more. I promise you, guaranteed, bar none, there's no doubt whatsoever that they will become worth far, far more. Again, it's worth getting. Okay. The problem is if you do an IRA or a 401k, you can't have them. You got to have just pure bullion. And the reason they do that is they want complete and total simplicity. And frankly, there are many companies out there. In fact, the vast majority that you see on TV or the radio or whatever, they have commission salespeople. They are saturated with promises. They don't keep, you know, they're the cheapest, they're the best, they're the greatest. No, they're not. Even William DeVoe or whatever his name is that sits there and tells you how great Roslyn Capital is, he didn't even know what he's talking about. I guarantee you if I sat down with him at coffee, he would have no clue what he was selling. He just knows they're paying him a pretty healthy penny because he makes that phone ring. If there's one big fault with Coins Plus, okay, first of all, we have one of the finest facilities nationwide. We have the highest rated privately held depository service in the Western region and beyond. We have extremely experienced staff. We will travel to buy your coin collection or investment portfolio. However, it has to be substantial, folks. I mean, if you want us to travel to buy, you know, use your head. Understand we make 2%. So even if you have, you know, $25,000 worth and you want me to take one of my employees and have them drive an 800-mile round trip to make a few hundred bucks, it's just not worth it. I've had guys do this to me over the years. That used to be my trademark, will travel to buy. People loved it. They loved it. It really served a great purpose. I miss it. I had some of the most phenomenally fun experiences going to people's houses, going to estates. I mean, I could just tell story upon story. I went to this one house one time. This lady had inherited her father's house, and man, what a collector this guy was. And they had this old, old Bible. I don't know how old, but I mean, gosh. Probably, you know, I don't know. When did they make the King James? You know, so it was sometime after that. But the bottom line was, whenever the King James was written, let me see if I always do this. Let's see. I'm looking up when it was translated. I do this on the radio, and I apologize because it's rude, but I don't have anybody else to do it for me. And I'm not going to have an employee sitting. Okay, so it was published in 1600. So this, say this Bible I'm looking at is from the 1700s on up. I grab this Bible. I'm like, I'm very interested in this. And I open it up, and it is full of crisp, uncirculated, antique banknotes, paper money. So I show the lady, wow, look at this, you know. And she says, oh, you can just have that. And I'm like, no, 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 no. You don't get it. You do not get it. I think I ended up paying her $14,000 just for the paper money that somebody had stashed in there, you know, over time, starting hundreds and hundreds of years ago. Things like that are a blast. I mean, I've just, you know, I miss traveling Dubai. I'll leave it at that. And I really enjoyed that. I really did. And the other hard part is when you go to somebody's house and they've got tons of like silver dimes and you don't have your coin counter. And I've got the little manual coin counter that, you know, it'll burn quite a bit. But I had one that you'd sit and spin the little handle. Well, I spun it so long a couple of times that I got blisters so bad. I think they literally bordered on third degree burns. They were that bad. So I've become a lot less likely to travel to buy unless I know exactly what we're doing. Plus, it's easy if people bring in their stuff. We have all of our equipment, and especially if you've got gold jewelry and that sort of thing. I mean, we've got all the equipment for testing everything down to the minuscule 1/10 power. In accuracy that you can't do in their home, no matter what method you use. So anyhow, so there's just been some fun. So let's keep going. This I gotta keep on track. Precious metals have proven, folks, well, we know that the financial markets are melting down. Okay, you're losing spending power. You don't know it, but you're going broke. You might have a nice house, but what do you got? You got a mortgage. Did you get a second mortgage? You know, I mean, this is who we are. We you got student loans? I had a good banker friend call me a while ago. It's been a couple of years. He goes, Kevin, you're not going to believe it. I saw my first one. I said, your first what? He said, my first doctor who has over $1 million in student loan debt. Just stop for a minute and ponder that. He owes over $1 million in student loan debt. He was some specialist in surgical, blah, blah, whatever. I don't remember. I do kind of remember, but I don't want to pinpoint who he is because if I told you, you might know. But $600,000 and up. Common as the day is long now. They see it all the time. I mean, debt, debt, debt. Consumer credit card debt, over $1 trillion. Student loan debt, over $1 trillion. Mortgage debt, $10 trillion. On down the list we go. It never ends. It's people are extraordinarily loaded in debt. Okay, so let's try to keep this going. Part one. So we've got a global meltdown. In other words, you're losing spending power, and you listen to me, and you're like, yeah, sure, whatever, folks. And then you cannot find an investment that's going to keep up with it. The Dow Jones, in and of itself, terrible, right? It's terrible. If you look at the Dow Jones Industrial Average, you know, the historical index chart, it is not looking real pretty right now. We've got 25,000 on the Dow. We've been there a while. We've been up. We've been down. We've been all over the place, all over town. I had to throw a little rhyme in there because that really mattered. We've got all the way back down to 2009 where we were sitting clear down. What is this number here? 8,000 on the Dow. Well, the problem is every single time the Dow shoots up, the Dow comes down. The Dow, the S&P 500, the NASDAQ, they're all artificial indexes. They are controlled by a 200-day weighted moving average, which is like having a 200-foot-long board on the ocean. Even though waves are splashing underneath it, that board's going to stay a lot more relatively parallel or relatively level to the plane of the earth. Compared to just a little board that they do. In addition to this, they do remove and replace stocks on a regular basis. They just do it, whether you like it or not. Doesn't matter. It is what it is. So keep it simple. Folks, do what you're comfortable with. But for goodness sakes, pray. Get on your knees and pray. Read the Bible. Study it. What does God do? What does God say? What would God have? And what did God have when he was on this earth? He had gold. He used the term over and over, referring to fiat currency and all that. And that was his way of saying, render unto Caesar's. In other words, if it's man-made money, mammon, that's what that means, man-made money. People don't realize that. Give it to the man who made it, because it's not real money. He says, my father made gold and silver, and it is money. What was the first gift he got as an infant? Gold, frankincense, and myrrh. My dog, who I just put down. We did a lot of research on what we call essential oils. These are things that, you know, you can put maybe topically or whatever on a wound, and it works. I think we started a little bit late, but had we gotten after this a lot earlier, we probably would be doing a lot better. But it was inevitable, and it is a dog, even though people don't always realize that, but it is a dog, and that's the hard part. I've had people say that yesterday. I had somebody trying as hard as they could to console me. And that was one of their arguments, was it's just an animal. It can be replaced. Mammals have personalities. You get to know them. You get to love them. You get to live with them. They're phenomenal. They're more than just animals. I'm sorry. There's something special about them. They are man's best friend. They have exactly the opposite strengths and weaknesses in their what do you call it, their senses and so on and so forth. Didn't want to spend the time on that. Let's just get rolling here, okay? Precious metals have proven to be the timeless. And think about this and listen. They're timeless, right? They're permanent, okay? There's no exception. There's absolutely no exception throughout all of written human history where precious metals have not been wealth. Now, I get the question all the time, what happens when gold becomes worthless? And I'm like, Lord, only in my dreams, because I would be a sweet streeper. How about a street sweeper picking up gold? You know, it wouldn't happen. If it did happen, it'd just keep growing and growing. until the market was all the way back, because as soon as you had some, the next guy'd want it, and the next guy, and the next guy, and the next guy, and it'd be all the way back up. And because it would be going up so fast, it would actually create a hype that was beyond anything we can fathom, and suddenly it'd be worth more than it began with in the first place. But realize it is timeless. It is permanent. It is respected. It is the pinnacle form of true wealth and capital preservation in every single civilized society throughout human history. It has endured every form of challenge that could ever have been thrown at it. You name it, it's overcome it. There are no exceptions to that rule whatsoever. It's always there. It always will be. God says it. God says he's going to be, that people will be casting their gold and silver in the streets on the day of God's wrath. The day of God's return, the return of the New Jerusalem. There's all kinds of theological debates over that. You know, pre-trib rapture and all that, we're not going there. We're not even getting close to it. But understand, it's permanent. It's timeless, permanent, respected. It is the pinnacle form of wealth in every society. It is true wealth and capital preservation in all civilized societies, enduring every hardship of humanity. Precious metals have grown by over 4,000%. In the last 40 plus years. Okay, that's not too shabby. Now, if you take the actual stocks that have been in the Dow, they don't even touch that. Now, if you look at the stocks that they've removed and replaced, they might get a little bit close, but they still don't touch it. It's the real deal. So you need it, okay? Maybe you don't want to put all your money into it. I mean, we get people going both ways. I want you to understand, when you own precious metals-based assets, it is absolutely the single most liquid asset physically possible that you can own. I've got customers that buy everything from BU dollars every week to gold to silver to you name it, right? We're it's true wealth. You want to build it up. It's awesome. It's cool. It's built into you innately. Like I said earlier, it is innately driven into you to want to own it. In addition to that, you as a human being are supposed to have been created by God with a desire for quality and wealth. Now, you may have trained yourself to not want that. You may have, and of course, the love of money is the root of all evil. I am not talking about the love of money. I am talking about a part of the creative aspect of who you are as a human being. You desire wealth. You have to have it. You have to have money to live. You don't have a choice, okay? It is what it is. Now, the timing right now is terrific. It's phenomenal. It really, truly is. You cannot buy bang for bang, for what you can buy price-wise. It's the best value I've ever seen on precious metals. Get yourself some. I don't care what you buy. I don't care if it's your savings, if it's your 401k or IRA. You do always have the option to roll out. I've discussed this. If you roll it out, you will owe taxes April of 2020. That's about, 14, 15 months ahead. That gives you the time for the metals to grow, to cover your taxes. I've done it for so many people, I couldn't count. We're sitting in a position where there's absolutely no doubt, no question, precious metals are going to rally, they're going to roll. Why? They respond directly to inflation. They respond to everything that's going on out there. So they are going to rally. They're going to run. They're going to take off. Be prepared. Now, what happens when they rally, run, and take off? You've got paper money falling apart. You know, and it's coming. Sorry, but it's coming. You just need to be prepared. It's so important that you've got to be prepared. Since prior to 9/11, January 1st, well, we discussed the 40-year growth average since deregulation in 71 of over 4,000%, you know, with a straight split, that's 100% a year, compounded 16-17% a year. I mean, yeah, it's got its times. It's got its 3 and 4 year lulls, and then it's got its surges and everything else. The other thing, folks, balanced portfolios. There are so many amazing, cool, phenomenal coins and gold coins and silver coins that right now I'm shocked at how cheap Silver Eagles are. Not the newer ones, but the old collectible rarities with really low mintages, and they're scarce, and you know, they're really worth having, okay? But we help build you a portfolio. Don't try to become an expert and do it yourself. We're getting tight on time. That's my specialty. In fact, the Dow Jones and S&P are manipulated. We've discussed that. You know, we've got the, I always end up here about the consumer price index, artificial. They remove and replace stocks. They use weighted moving averages. It's not the real thing. It's fake. You know, and on we go. We got stagflation, where the price of goods goes up even while interest rates are decreasing. Now we're raising interest rates to prepare for what the liberals hope is an overrun by the left. Okay, so here we are out of time. Quick. Do you want a free, nice, quality silver dollar? Give us a 5-star review on Google. Talk about a business transaction you've had, something positive, 5 stars. You want 2 of them, go to Yahoo, Yelp, whatever else. Get 3 reviews, call, prove it. We'll give you 2 free, nice quality Morgan silver dollars. Take care. God bless. Bye-bye.